Hey guys, thanks for checking out my page. Hopefully this will be the first in an ongoing series I do talking about pain. You can read my bio on the website, but I'm an anesthesiology trained pain specialist. That means I started out thinking I wanted to take care of patients in the operating room, but along the way I discovered restoring quality of life over the long term was what I wanted to do. So let's talk about pain a little bit. It's kind of awkward to discuss pain in a vacuum without linking it to a cause. Imagine talking about a real person that way. He has severe, unremitting, sharp and burning pain in the left lower extremity with some numbness and difficulty walking. It's a mixed picture of nociceptive and neuropathic features, and there seems to be an overlay of anxiety and depression. And by the way, his femur is sticking out of his thigh. So while you can start with the symptom and work your way back to the cause, which sometimes we have to do, I think pain is a bit more understandable when you talk about it framed by the reason it's there to begin with. We can certainly talk about pain problems that exist without an obvious physical cause, but I'll save those for another time. Let's talk about one of the most common reasons people come to see me in the office. They have back or neck pain that won't go away. Where does this come from? I like to break it down to bones, joints, muscles, and nerves. Sometimes the problem is only one of these, but combinations are often the rule. For example, as we age, our connective tissue starts to stiffen. Some of it begins to break down. When that happens, a spinal disc may weaken and herniate. The disc will then irritate a spinal nerve, giving the person back or neck pain that radiates to an extremity. Over time, degeneration causes the shape of the spine to change, causing abnormal loading of the facet joints. Joint pain leads to avoidance of exercise, connective tissues continue to stiffen, and the patient will start to get trigger points and painful muscle spasms. We see this cascade over and over. So what can we do to stop this cascade? The answer is, we can't. But we can slow it down by taking good care of our bodies. Eat right, exercise, sleep, don't smoke, everything you've heard before. If we can't stop the aging process, what can we do to interrupt some of these problems and get you back to the things you like to do without pain? Herniated disc pain is often very easily treated with a simple epidural steroid injection. This can make a huge difference. There's a story I like to tell about my brother-in-law who suffered for a year from sciatica related to an L4-5 herniated disc. We did a single epidural injection and he's been mostly pain-free for years and hasn't needed another shot. Everyone's body is different, and not everyone gets the miracle result. But a lot of people do, and it's very low risk and easy to perform. A lot of our older patients will complain that their back has been bothering them for years, and finally they want to do something about it. Often we find their pain is coming from the joints of the spine, and it's actually very easy to treat this with a technology called radiofrequency ablation. Basically, we use a little heat energy to deactivate the tiny nerves that go to the painful joints. Finally, and this is exceedingly common, patients will complain of neck, back, or buttock aches that just never go away. These can usually be narrowed down to a single focal point where the pain seems to be originating. Often we find the issue is a bit of tight connective tissue that has probably formed from lack of use or a previous injury. We can do a simple injection that breaks down the sticky connective tissue and resolves the pain. Patients often feel much looser and can get back to stretch and exercise that keeps the pain from coming back. So, like I said, this is the first of what will be an ongoing series of podcasts I do for pain. I recently moved from my old practice up north and opened Portland Pain Solutions. I have some wonderful staff members and a beautiful new office in the Medical and Cosmetic Centers of Maine building near the Jetport. My goal for this practice is to create a unique environment. Slower, more personal, where patients feel comfortable, safe, listened to, but at the same time like they have an aggressive advocate on a mission to move their care forward. That's my personal style, and I've practiced it for a decade now. Thanks for listening.